This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
It looks like Derek Carr might be headed to the Saints because their coach used to be with the Raiders. Now, you've got Aaron Rodgers in a black hole for the next 4 days, pontificating or thinking about his future.
Right.
Now, he can come out of that hole and say, I'm staying in Green Bay. I'm retiring, but I am not going to the Jets. Then that leaves the Jets to have to overpay for Jimmy Garoppolo, who I think is a nice player. I don't know how good of a player he is outside of Kyle Shanahan's system. And then I keep hearing today, this is what really got me, Don and Peter. Well, maybe they'll go with Tannehill. Well, then I'm out. Because that's not doing anything for you. No. You might make the playoffs, but are you advancing in the AFC with Tannehill?
The Michael K. Show.
There's so much pressure on the Jets to make the Rodgers thing happen.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yeah. The K. Show. Back for hour number 2 out of 4.
Woo!
I have really, really taken a lot from A-Rodge.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, because I have a big decision to make, whether or not to retire from radio.
Yeah, believe me.
I think I'm going to go the 4 days in a dark room and just think things through.
Really?
I don't know what 4 days I'm going to pick, but I need the time to reflect.
Can you do it during the baseball season when you're gone anyway?
No, because the decision has to be made sooner than
that. Oh. Hmm. All right, so where are you going to go?
I don't know. Where's there a
go really... upstate somewhere?
Why upstate? Upstate's very loud.
No, it's quiet upstate. What
are you
talking
sure?
About? Yeah, you can see stars.
Maybe I'll get into the next Krasinski movie, you know, where you can't speak, A Quiet Place.
Oh, that's what you know what you could do?
What's that?
Just go to the other side of this floor because there's no one here.
Oh, ever. Yeah, it is. It's a ghost town.
It's an actual ghost town.
Yeah, it's like a neutron bomb went off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think you should do that. 4 days in some random cubicle, you know, that's a really good thought. And what about ayahuasca?
No, I don't do drugs.
But this is different. This is mind expanding.
Very natural.
I don't do drugs.
Wow.
I mean, natural. I do erythromycin if I have a little bit of an infection, but I don't do
it's
drugs.
It's all drugs, man. It's all drugs. Those cookies you're
drink
having?
Drink alcohol.
Really? Yeah. Those are drugs?
Everything.
Do they alter my mood? I don't need my mood altered. I'm a miserable human being. Nothing will
nothing
solve
can
that.
Change that.
No.
No, that's true.
Woj is reporting
Wojnarowski
that the Lakers are in talks with the Timberwolves and the Jazz to acquire D'Angelo Russell in a 3-team deal.
So
D'Angelo goes back to where he started.
I'm going to talk about this during in the ENN vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Anthony Davis yesterday? Did you see him?
No. I watched.
I'm gonna play a piece of his presser. His mood was so weird. He was sitting on the bench when LeBron hit the record, while the whole team's standing up.
Right.
AD is sitting on the bench. And then there's another video that was going around of LeBron on the bench where you can hear him like he's mic'd up.
Right.
And you hear him putting his arm around him and he's like, I love you, man. You know I just love you, right? And LeBron's just like trying to cheer him up and be supportive, and AD is kind of looking despondent. And then I there's a clip going around from his press conference yet. I don't know what he said yet, but I'm gonna get it for the ENN. So I don't know what's going on there with AD.
Now, I'm glad you re-brought up LeBron. Because what bothers me, the guy sets an all-time record. A record that it held for almost 40 years.
Sure he did.
Why are people picking apart his game? This guy is beyond reproach on the court.
Who's picking apart his game?
I mean, he'll never be Jordan. He'll never be Kobe. What does he have to be? He is a phenomenal player. And other than the last 3 years... He's incredibly strong and resilient and plays all the time. Now he's starting to break down a little bit. He's 39 years old, so I love this guy as a player. He's phenomenal. There's no way to pick him apart, Don. He's everything you'd want in a player.
But it kind of reverts back to the conversation from the last hour about, you know, Mahomes' legacy. If he loses this game, oh, my God, he'll lose 2 of the 3 Super Bowls, and he'll never be Montana. He'll never be Brady. Well, it's the same thing with – he can't go undefeated in the finals, okay? It can't happen. There's going to be holes. There's going to be – he can't be Jordan in that sense if you want to just look at it at the championships. But – do we have to be so lazy to just look at there? Oh, he was 6 for 6, so nobody can touch Jordan. Well, why? Or, you know, Kobe spent his whole career with the Lakers, so you know, why? Because he bounced from team to team. Why? Because he's on a lousy team, although he's still having a great year. Why is he being picked apart? Why is legacy always based on what we want it to be instead of like really looking at the player himself. Tell me he's not an all-time great.
No, he's an all-time great. Well, it's funny because the big question, and I've never really thought about it because I hate these sort of conversations. But Charlie asked me today as we were waiting for the school bus, who's better, LeBron or Jordan? And I really think it's Jordan. And that's not a knock on LeBron. I mean, if you're second to Jordan, so what? But if Jordan didn't retire and play baseball, he would have won 8 championships in a row. Nobody would have touched him. He was just phenomenal. I think he always had a better team around him than LeBron did, well, but I'm sorry, Jordan's better.
Go ahead, Don.
No, Peter, what if Jordan played today? Would he have stayed with the Bulls the whole way? Or would he have maybe bounced around before he went to Washington, obviously, to end his career? Would there have been something different? It was a different era. It was a different time. I just think it's – it just feels like it's harder to win now than it was back in the day. I think there's something to that, right? When you look at all the great dynasties, you know, in hockey with the 5 straight championships for the Canadians and all the Yankee championships and Bill Russell's championships. What did he finish with, like 11? You know, something ridiculous. Why does that happen today? Because the game's different. Even in Jordan's level, over the last 30 years, with expansion, the way the game is called, the way the game is played, free agency. So is it possible that if all those players played today, they wouldn't have all those rings? They wouldn't have stayed with the same team?
That's why it's impossible.
So is it fair?
It's impossible to compare eras. But Jordan did everything great. And the Jordan had an aspect I don't think LeBron has. I think LeBron obviously has an incredible desire to win. Jordan was an assassin. Jordan would run over anybody to win a game, to win a championship. I don't know if LeBron is like that.
Well, we know
Kobe
that,
was like that, too.
We know that that's not LeBron. I mean, LeBron personality-wise is much different than Jordan. He's not the same kind of killer that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that also is reflected in the personality he has off the court. LeBron's definitely a better guy than Michael Jordan. Do you know what I mean? You want to run into LeBron James and have a conversation with him. I don't know that you'd say that about Michael Jordan. But that manifested itself on the court in Michael being the ultimate killer and LeBron having moments. Guys, I remember the one moment that really killed me the most about LeBron that made me think of him from a competitive standpoint in a different sort of category than Jordan was, do you remember when there was that playoff game for Cleveland and late in the game, he was so annoyed with I think it was J.R. Smith,
right?
And he LeBron just went and pouted. The game was still tied,
right?
The game
and
wasn't
they got
over.
Crushed in overtime,
and
yeah.
They got crushed. He spent the entire next minute yelling at J.R. Smith, pouting on the bench, and then they got blown out in overtime. And I was just like, wow, that's not Kobe, that's not Michael, and that's okay. But what LeBron is from a physical talent standpoint, guys. Last night, what's the amount of possessions he could have scored on if he wanted to?
Of course.
It's like he can score at will.
I read yesterday, Peter, he spends $1 million a year on his health. For him to be doing this at 39, and he's going to play 2 more years at least, because if Bronny's good enough to play in the NBA, he wants to play with Bronny. So Bronny has to go to college for 1 year, and then he can enter the NBA draft. And I think he could play beyond that, because do you really see a deterioration of skills?
Well, so far, not at all.
And that has never been done.
He says he feels better now. Legitimately, he feels more in control of his play and better than he did 5 and 10 years
ago. And you'd have to agree, Jordan was with the Wizards was not Jordan with the Bulls.
Oh, I was there for it. No, he was not. Yeah.
And once Kobe tore his Achilles, he did come all the way back, but he was not the same player.
No.
LeBron's kind of the same player.
No, he is. No one's been on a run like this. Don, no one's been in year 19 or 20 playing like this. It's absolutely unheard of.
No, it's Brady-esque when you think about it, considering what he has to do to play compared to what a quarterback in this league now has to do. You know, you're playing 17 games. Nobody's allowed to touch you. And even with load management, he's still playing north of 70 games every year, up and down the court, playing major minutes. You know, so, you know, different sport, different physicality. But I think we judge these athletes in the eras in which they played. Do you know how things would have been different for Michael Jordan if he played now? With social media and all the attention, as much attention there was on Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Even in the 90s. there were ways for him to kind of hide away. You heard a lot of the stories after the fact. But, like, in real time, he's just a basketball player, and everybody loved him, and it was a lot of exposure, but nobody was taking a deep dive into what very well could have been a gambling problem for him. I mean, you hear these stories, like, I'm reading the Bernie Nichols book. They talk about how when he was with the Blackhawks, he'd play golf with Jordan and, like, the thousands of dollars a hole that they would play, and it was no big deal because he made tons of money. But, like, how would that be perceived now? You know, the story from the dance.
Right.
You know, about, you know, trying to get into a city early so they go play golf. And, like,
oh, my God.
You know,
no,
letting Rodman go to Vegas. Like, can you imagine the microscope that you're under now? Do you think that Bulls team,
I mean,
wouldn't have been affected by the spotlight now less than when they did it?
The uncertainty around the circumstances of his father's death would be different now.
Oh, yeah.
That we have...
Right. Still don't know.
Michael was involved in some weird stuff. There's no. That's a good point, Don. Had he been around in this era, it would have been very hard for him to operate the way that he did.
And I will tell you this. Maybe I'm wrong about this.
You might be.
But do you believe that if Jordan played today, he would not be able to get away with, well, Republicans buy shoes too, or whatever? Like, would he have been able to be politically neutral in this climate the way he was back in the 90s? Now, he could have done that, but would it have been looked upon as a negative or a weakness if he just didn't take a side? He was too big not to take a side. These athletes are all asked to take a side now because they're constantly asked about it. These athletes are not nearly as protected as they were back in the day when it's come to that. It feels like they are, but still, there's always a spotlight of somebody's going to ask you the question. And if you don't take a stand... Back then it was, oh, well, that's Michael. He's not very political. You know, or good for him not taking a side. Is that, in this current climate,
right,
can you afford to do that?
I want to put something to sleep right here. All right, so we got a tweet from Danny G.
We're going to euthanize it.
And he said, Don is scaring my kids. He's super close to his camera. And with all of that makeup on, when he looks down at his phone or whatever he has in his hands, he looks like he belongs in a coffin. Don doesn't wear makeup.
I don't wear makeup. I refuse to.
I wear makeup.
I'm a radio personality.
Yeah, so he just looks embalmed.
He's not that close to the camera.
No, now he's not. But when he leans forward, he's like right there. We're right up his nostril.
Well, sometimes I talk. Unfortunately, we do the best that we can here when we're away. But you know, it's the lighting is not conducive to television. I do not have any makeup. I never tell him. I do not wear makeup.
That's why I want to put that to bed. That's just beautifully embalmed skin.
Don't you remember when... Back in the day during the global pandemic that shut down the world, and we were working every day from home.
Yeah.
And we'd regularly get complaints about going back to the studio.
Yeah.
And now we're back in the studio several days a week together all the time, and nobody says one word.
No, it was just something to complain about.
Isn't it crazy?
People are phoning.
No one's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you guys are together.
Oh, it sounds so different.
I know. Don, we miss you terribly, by the way, today. I do miss you.
I want to shift into the big game preview brought to you by Jack.
You're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But we can't say Super Bowl.
Yeah, we can.
No. Not when it's sponsored by Jack Pocket.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's Super Bowl.
Jack Pocket has to pay
You're talking about the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about
the
big game.
Yeah, the real big game.
He's not doing a read. Peter can say it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so I don't know if you guys feel like this, but we were talking about this on our pre-show meeting. I don't feel the juice. I don't feel the buzz.
Mm.
And this is a game that I'm really looking forward to. We allow you to call in about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And... nobody's calling about the Super Bowl. They're calling about Rodgers and stuff like that. But nobody's calling about the. And we have guests on, like Dan Orlovsky, to talk about the Super Bowl. Tomorrow we'll have on Ryan Clark. We have guests to talk about it.
Yeah.
But do you sense any buzz with your people that you know?
I don't get a huge buzz. I think we will get there on Friday. I think we'll feel it.
You do? Okay.
But listen, we're in New York. I mean, the Eagles, even though... I seem to care about it more than other people. The Eagles are a bitter rival of the New York Giants. The Kansas City Chiefs have no relationship with this market whatsoever. I don't think it's surprising, Don, that midweek no one's talking about it.
No, I'm with Michael, though. It does feel like there's a lot less juice than there should be or that there usually is. Not sure why. Like, there haven't been big stories. Like, there's been stories, but most of it is just because there's nothing really going on. You know, the Kyrie story, the Aaron Rodgers story, but they weren't like, believe me, if there was a buzz around this game, we would have shelved a lot of those conversations. But Yeah, the calls are open, and I don't know whether it's because Giant fans are just sickened to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Are people bored with Kansas City? You know, because they've been, you know, this is going to be the third time they've been in and in a relatively short period of time. I don't know. I haven't been able to put a finger on it. It's Wednesday, Peter. I mean, if not now, when? Friday, of course. Friday, fine. But then that's just like what you got for the championship weekend, the way you got, you know, for any of the playoff games or really any Friday during the course of the regular season. But, you know, on a Tuesday and Wednesday of the week of the Super Bowl, I agree with Michael. I have not felt a major buzz about this.
A lot of – somehow no one really talked. And now, granted, this guy was not a big-time player. But there was very little conversation about Josh Sills and his alleged 2019 rape and kidnapping. This guy on the Eagles, who yesterday Howie Roseman declined to discuss him, and refused to discuss whether or not they knew about it prior to signing him. He said, I'm not going to get any legal matters or talk about anything that's going on off the field right now. He's currently on the exemption list and is forbidden from being a part of any team activities. But I don't know. That was a pretty crazy story, Don, that happened early in the Super Bowl week one that Nat was completely went away. Now, granted, again, not a star, I understand.
Not a big star.
But that's the answer. I know, but it's still a wild story. I mean, like, if you read the details of what have been alleged here, it's a really crazy story that no one's talking about. So that went away. And then when it comes to the football standpoint, you're grasping at straws to talk about any sort of Patrick Mahomes injury. I mean, yeah, I guess that could be a factor, but like we just saw the guy go out and win a game, and then he got a 2-week rest.
And so today they said he was fine. He was 100%. So
I'm, listen, if he takes a hard hit, will he get up limping a little bit? Yeah, I'm sure it's possible. He's not 100%, but when you saw that he was capable of winning the last game with his legs, I don't think there's too much of a story there.
Are you still on the Eagles? Three points, son?
Three.
He's not taking the Eagles. He's been lying since the day is long.
Tell us the truth. Where are you leaning?
Right, the truth, I'm leaning toward Kansas City. Leaning.
Now, is that because...
But I'm like Orlovsky, I go back and forth.
Is that because of matchup or just like the feeling that Mahomes is going to get another one?
I think Mahomes is so far ahead of Jalen Hurts in terms of talent.
Wow.
And he's done it for a long time. Jalen Hurts hasn't. And Jalen Hurts hasn't been tested at all in this postseason, at all.
It is so true. And I was a little surprised by Dan's response about like not really caring or thinking too much about experience. We've got a second-year head coach and pretty much a second-year quarterback. He only made 4 starts his rookie year in 2020. So there's not a ton of experience at the 2 most important positions for Philadelphia. And Hurts has not had to throw for, what, more than like 130 yards in the 2 games
No.
that he's won. You know, and again, the competition is going to be a lot stiffer than with the Giants and the 49ers with no quarterback were able to offer. It's really intriguing to see how they'll be able to handle their usually you don't get your first real test in the Super Bowl, but that's what we're getting. They weren't tested in the regular season hardly at all. Cowboys were never really a legitimate threat to win that division, right? There was a couple of times it got a little scary when Hurts got hurt. But really, there were never any threat to lose the division or a threat to not be the one seed. They didn't have to sweat at all in their 2 playoff games. Can you think of another team that hasn't even been tested yet, and they're in the Super Bowl?
You know what I love? There's a potential situation here that is pretty amazing.
Tell me.
Everyone who seems to know the Eagles is running around town saying, this is the greatest Eagles team of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great if they lost anyway? Because what does it say about you when your greatest team of all time still didn't get you a ring? Kind of pathetic.
But
when you think about it.
They got a ring in 2017.
I know they have one.
Right.
But and it was a great Super Bowl. But I'm just saying, everyone's saying this is the greatest team of all time. So go win the Super Bowl.
No, greatest Eagles team.
That's
of
what
all
I mean.
Well, they're facing a great team on their own.
And it's not the greatest Chiefs team of all time.
We'll see, right?
I already don't think it's
it
better than the
like
Chiefs
the
team that won
Chiefs
the Super Bowl. It's good, very good Super Bowl team.
I know history will not remember it
because
you didn't win. But can you, like if you really did the work, can you be better? Like if they lost the Super Bowl, can you make a case they're better than the 17 team?
Can you if they lose?
No, you can't. You can't. Obviously, the answer is you can't because
you could say it's a more talented team.
The other team didn't. Well, but I mean, are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me that the Giants, the 9-7 Giants that won a Super Bowl, you know, were in the same conversation as the 14-2 team that won the Super Bowl or the 12-4 team that lost to the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl? Like technically, no. Of course, they are because they won the Super Bowl and the other team didn't. But honestly, if you really were took truth serum, wouldn't those teams be better than a 9-7 Giant team?
Yeah, probably. I just love the idea that everyone's saying it's the best team ever and they still could lose. Because it is Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
But do you get the feeling that Don's lying, though, about the Eagles?
I can't call it. I do think there's some gamesmanship this time that there isn't usually.
Right, because if he does pick anybody but the Eagles, then he's a filthy liar because he said – right after that Monday after the AFC and NFC championship games, he said, Eagles, 3 points, I'll say it right now.
But he also said he would not lock it.
Yeah, and he wouldn't lock it in, which left it open for me to change my mind. You hear that? Liar. That just, you know, that comes from a place of just not liking someone.
No, yeah. I love like, you.
Or deep hate.
You say that, but, you know, actions speak louder than words. If I changed my mind, Peter, in Michael's eye, I'm a filthy liar.
Yeah.
Not a white lie. Not, you know, Don was very misleading these 2 weeks.
No,
he's a filthy
liar.
Liar.
An absolute filthy liar.
And that's the big game preview brought to you by Jackpocket. You know, Powerball is $20 million. Mega Millions is $50 million now. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS. For full terms of service. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls. A lot of people want to talk about LeBron, Rodgers, my health.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of important things.
Yeah, a lot of important things. Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I have an important thing I need to ask our audience.
Okay.
I need you guys. This is stupid, but I need help. I've been posting a ton of social media content recently.
Too much.
I agree.
Begging for
Michael
TikTok
even took
followers.
Me aside and said, Peter's,
well, it's only one tweet.
Yeah, but you really, it's so needy. Stop. Well, you're famous
we're
already.
We're close to an intervention, Peter.
Well, we're going to take your phone away.
Well, listen. Yeah. Well, then you're not going to like what I'm about to do here.
Okay.
Beg for more followers. The reason I'm trying it was a New Year's resolution that if I'm going to be involved in this stupid world of social media, which I don't like, I might as well go for it. Instagram is such fakakta nonsense that whenever I've been stuck at 317,000 followers forever, anytime I hit 318, which I did today, I immediately go back down to 317.
Because I see your content and they say I'm out.
Maybe so, but like who follows me and doesn't know what I'm about at this point? Where then
maybe they're taking a taste, like trying sushi for the first time.
I'm not crazy about Rosenberg.
But it still doesn't make sense that it would never grow. It doesn't. Anyways, what I'm asking.
Don, please mark that. Thank you, Anthony. Thanks.
All right. So that being said, I'm asking our audience, maybe you listen to the show and you've never felt like following me on Instagram. I want to beat the system. I want to see the number jump right now just because you guys go to Instagram, go to Rosenberg Radio. I want to see if it's possible.
This is pathetic.
I don't care if it's pathetic. I want to see if it's humanly possible or if it is set up so my Instagram account just will not grow.
You just feel insignificant that you can't get over 307.
317.
Whatever. Let's go to John in Phillipsburg. John.
P-Berg.
Hey, guys. Just real quick, you know, I think that the reason why people aren't really talking about the Super Bowl, I mean, as a Jets fan, we have this whole Aaron Rodgers saga. And then with the Giants, I mean, we had a whole week where they were calling in talking about how they had a chance. And then they got their doors blown off. So
you're right.
You bring in Kyrie Irving and you bring in LeBron, and there's just a lot of distractions right now.
But don't forget, they got their doors blown off, but right away they were all just so happy about the season they had.
Oh, don't start.
Yeah!
They just...
But speaking of a distraction, so last night I was looking into this darkness retreat.
Ooh, you gonna join?
You'll probably appreciate this. So I was seeing, I don't know the exact website or the location, but... the prices were around $860 for a 3-day darkness retreat.
That's not too bad.
And they went all the way up to a 10-day retreat for $2,080.
You know what's interesting to me, though, John? I'm not quite sure about the darkness thing. I mean,
darkness.
So there's no television. There's no devices. Mm-hmm. Are there books? Can you read?
No, it's complete sensory deprivation.
See, I tell you, John, that would send me to an insane asylum.
No,
So you're allowed to leave if you want.
Well, I would leave after an hour. I mean, if I forget about devices. I don't need devices. But if you gave me magazines and books and stuff like that, I'd be fine being alone.
If it was sort of like a dentist waiting room,
right? But if I'm sitting there in a dark room and nothing, I'm alone with me. I'll crack.
That's a scary. It's a scary place to be.
I'm kind of digging it. Is there something wrong with me? I'm like, I'm thinking about it. Like, I don't know if I could do, like, a day. If you told me just a day of darkness and nothing, I think I'd be cool with that. Knowing that I could leave. Because here's the deal. I would get claustrophobic, and I probably would have a panic attack if you told me I couldn't leave. But if I knew I could be out at any moment, I think I'd probably just sleep for most of it.
Well, I would sleep a lot, too. But if I could not read... That I'm really, all I'm doing is thinking about, because you know where it would go with me.
I know.
I'd go right to thinking about death, and that would be it.
But that's just macabre.
Well, that's who I am.
He's very macabre. But he's the king of macabre.
But hear me out. And again, I'm the last person. Listen, I'll disclaimer this all by saying I think Aaron Rodgers is a nozzle, okay?
Perfect.
So I'm not like being pro Aaron Rodgers by saying this. But he is true that we don't allow ourselves to really have deep thought.
I don't want them.
Like, there's a lot of decisions we have to make, and we're so easily distracted by what we watch and our phones and our kids, and there's a lot of things that come in. Now, how much time do we really invest in, like, deep thought about our problems? And I'm wondering if I was given that time, I might come up with some really cool ideas. I might be able to develop a path for where I want to go in my career. I'm telling you.
You're 59 years old. Where are you going?
He's
with
not
your 59. Career?
Why do you always lie about people's
age? I'm going to be 55 on Monday.
Double nickels.
It's so sad that you always feel the need to make us feel like look older, make you feel better.
But
here's
the thing. Then you guys correct me, and everybody knows how young you are. And it is just, it's from a place of jealousy by me.
I know.
Because I wish I was in my 50s.
But you should enjoy right now being in your early 60s, because one day you're going to be old and decrepit.
I'm old and decrepit now.
No, you're not.
No, again, 3 days seems a bit excessive, but if it was just one day, because I told you one of the reasons that I like to shovel snow is I don't wear headphones or anything. During the half hour, 45 minutes it takes me, or hour, I'm just all just deep in thought in my own head, thinking, and that's where ideas come from. And maybe we'll do this weekend, or hey, here's an idea for a book. Or hey, we don't allow our minds to expand at all because there's just too many interruptions. I'm gonna do this.
You're really
one day.
Listen, I don't have the power. I really don't. but you have my permission to take off as long as you want in the dark room.
Doesn't this kind of sound a lot like Don's conversation with regard to the punishment for the
self-flagellation. He loves
it. He likes it. In fact, if we were to say, hey, Don, you know, there's another feature where you sit in a dark room and every once in a while someone comes in with a sock full of pennies and bashes you in the head. He'd think that sounds even better.
Right. And by the way, you also have to keep a red ball in your mouth. He would do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, the Gimp in Pulp Fiction.
Never mind. I was trying to have an intelligent conversation about this.
He's watching the Gimp in Pulp Fiction and he's going to Nancy. That's interesting. That's what I would do.
Yeah. That's a completely separate conversation.
Let's go to John in Oldbridge. John.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Michael, don't fool around with your legs. Seriously. What you described could be a blood clot.
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing, dude? Come on. Don't do this.
No, I don't want to.
We already have to deal with him, man. Don't scare him. It's not a blood clot.
You're planting a seed into very fertile earth.
What I'm saying, guys, if it persists more than a day or two, I would get it checked out.
Okay, let me ask a couple questions.
Yeah.
Is the leg discolored? Sure. Not you.
No,
I'm
the leg
Michael.
Is not discolored.
Is the leg discolored?
Swollen.
Is it swollen?
That's what he has to keep
no.
an eye
Is it
on.
Hot?
It's hot, baby.
Okay, so he's fine. I appreciate your concern. Go ahead.
Okay, now, I don't want you to invite Dave Rothenberg to your wedding.
Go ahead.
It's a lose-lose situation. He's going to give you a crappy gift because of the bar mitzvah controversy.
True point.
He's going to go on air, put down your food, your venue,
That's
your music.
Great...
It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. You'll get some initial heat from the suits above, but in the long run, I'm telling you,
John, don't hang up on him. I want to ask
John, he could care less what the suits think about anything.
That's me?
All right.
That's not true. No, John, hold on. I have a question.
Sure.
Are you basing this conversation on the conversation they were having this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg?
No, actually, I didn't listen this morning.
Oh, really? Oh, because they had a whole conversation. Thank you for the call, John. They had a whole conversation today about would RJ be invited. Like, the bad mouthing of my wedding, before the date has even been released, has started. John makes a really good point. I'm going to be sitting there stressing myself, crunching numbers, trying to figure out how to, you know, get people in.
Mm-hmm.
And if I invite them, they're going to rip everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the upside? I'm already have to deal with you ripping everything about it.
I won't rip anything.
But you're going to give a great gift, so it's worthwhile.
Right.
Although Rick would probably give a tremendous gift, not Dave.
Rick and I would be better. And, you know, I think Don would also reach down and give a good gift.
Probably, of course he would.
Where it would hurt.
And
he's also going to want to give as much as me, so he's going to guess.
And by the way, you know, I'm gonna now
with
my dirty little hands trying to scratch for more money, I'm going to bring Ebro in the conversation about... You can't lose to Michael, can you?
Yeah, Ebro's has two big jobs, right?
I mean, I don't know if you know this. Ebro's in Phoenix right now because Apple's sponsoring the halftime show. So, I mean...
Really? Yeah. So he's hanging out with Rihanna?
Correct.
Might be a lost cause, my G.
I think he's hosting the press conference for her out there.
Can he send me a picture of Rihanna? I'm a big Riri fan.
Well, you can Google her. She pops up on
images.
No,
I want a real fresh picture.
You should follow her. When you go follow me at Rosenberg Radio, and by the way, our listeners got me up to 318. Love to see 319. You guys are the best. But while you're there, you can follow at Bad Gal Riri if you want to follow.
Oh, I follow.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Of course you do. You're a smart man. But anyways, I'm. You know what, Don? I think I have to seriously consider not inviting the whole group.
I think that's the right thing.
Including me?
No. This show.
No, the whole morning show.
This show's going. And now I realize, can I just give you full transparency here?
Sure.
Lift it up and show it to me.
Well, in the last, how long has it been that pinhead suit John Winthrop has become like our pinhead suit?
About a year and a half, maybe.
Is it that long?
Something like
but
that.
But it was during the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of a sudden, he just started popping up on our phone calls.
Annoyingly.
Very much so.
Right.
And I'm like, so now I like the guy a lot, but we talk every day.
I don't think he deserves anything.
But he wasn't going to be on the list prior to that.
No.
He was down with Stephen A. and
them
boys.
The only reason I didn't have a Christmas party this year
is because you didn't want Winthrop there.
It gets political, and you have to invite everybody. And if you leave one person out, then you're a bad guy.
Like, I will back you, Peter.
Yeah.
I say the only invite the Michael Kay show.
Now, here's
you do not invite Anthony if he has a goatee.
Of course not.
Right.
Now, here's
you don't need that ruining pictures.
Now, here's the question, though. If I cut it off at just the Kay show to save... You know, just to.
But then you're killing a gift from Rick.
Well, and I'm cutting off, more importantly, friendship. I'm cutting off Ryan.
No, too bad.
And here's another question.
You're doing him a favor.
Here's a question.
You're doing him a favor, saving him money.
What about Anthony's girlfriend who I've never met? I have to invite her too?
I don't think she exists.
We're going with she's made up anyway.
Right, she's made up. If there was a woman in his life, what would she tell him?
Shave the goatee.
Wouldn't RJ get the jump over me anyway? Well, I'm just asking.
No. RJ left us in the lurch. He gets no jump over you.
He's dead.
You feel that way, Michael.
Everybody feels that way.
I don't know if Peter feels as strongly about
that. No, I don't feel that way.
I don't feel that way about RJ, but I will say it's tough. I mean, you're now part of the show team. You're part of my everyday life. Like, you guys are my family. I see you every single day.
It's nice you feel that way.
RJ's like family, but he moved across the country. I love the guy.
He's right down there.
Man, I don't know if it's true. So I don't know. There's a lot of questions here. You know,
I think RJ's the first getting lopped off because he just left us without even thinking about it.
But I would have him before Dave and Rick.
Really?
Yeah, I was closer with RJ. I worked with him every single day for 6 years?
And you know what? It meant nothing to him.
Well, you don't stop.
It meant nothing to him.
That's not true.
Peter guy.
Yeah, it meant nothing to him.
How do you know that?
Because I'm going to tell you why. The guy's going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when Andrew left, now we're glad that Anthony got the spot.
Yeah.
But the producer job was open. He could have easily gotten a real life job where he doesn't have to get up at 3 a.m. He chose not to. He hates us.
No.
Don't know.
Maybe he wasn't sure what the future of our show looked like.
Yeah, really? Well, then he doesn't
thank
fit.
Thank you.
Well, he took over a show. He had no idea what the show was.
Why would you think
Wait a minute. We still don't know the future of
the
show.
But if you're a great producer, you make it work, whoever's here.
Now, listen, I will say I agree with Michael on this, that like RJ didn't seek counsel from me. I would have said, dude, I know you love those guys, and I actually believe it's going to be a hugely successful morning show. Take it from a guy who's done 15 years of mornings. If you're getting the opportunity to get out and produce the afternoon show, take it. I would have strongly counseled him on that. But I don't think it's the reason that Michael thinks that he hates our guts, Don.
No, RJ's a great man.
No. Maybe, you know what, Don and Peter? Maybe I got it a little too strong. Hates our guy. He couldn't care less if our heads exploded.
He doesn't care. He mean nothing to him.
Nothing to him.
I don't think that's true.
We're like a wart on his backside. We'll be back in just a moment right here on Yes, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Let's go to the phones. D, New Jersey. DD, what's up, baby?
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. K, Mr. LaGreca, and Mr. Rosenberg. Hey, I was just calling in. It's my first time calling. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you, buddy.
One of the things I wanted to talk to y'all real quick about or ask or even just say, the argument with LeBron and Jordan,
right,
as far as who's the GOAT or whoever, I kind of lean toward Mr. K on his stance with Jordan. Mr. LaGreca, I think what you're saying, I don't think it's right to try to compare the eras and like when you said in today's day and age, with social media, he wouldn't be able to operate and all of that. And to me, that would be like saying, if you were born 20 years later, would you still have the same career that you would have? So
I don't know.
In that aspect, I'm thinking you can't really compare that because if he grew up in this time, he would be more used to social media. He would understand social media, and he may or may not.
Well,
good point.
First of all, I would take Jordan over LeBron, so I do agree with Michael. All I'm saying is that we just automatically award Jordan because he went 6-for-6. And I'm just asking the question, if he played in this era, would he be able to go 6-for-6? Not just social media, but I think competition, it's a lot tougher now. Free agency, I think the wealth is a little bit more spread out than it was back in the day. There's a lot of things that are in play here. And when I bring up social media, it's not being able to handle social media. There's even more attention on you away from the court. I think there was a separation back in the day when we were growing up, Michael, with our athletes, that we didn't know as much about them off the field. We talked so many times about Namath would never be able to live the life that he lived in the 60s.
Neither could Mickey Mantle.
And Mickey Mantle couldn't either because we kind of just lived with, hey, that's there. Leave them alone. That's what we do. Now with TMZ, with social media, everybody is up your you-know-what off the court, off the field, off the ice, and it adds another element. Now, could Jordan handle it? I would probably bet he would, Michael, but there's a lot of other aspects that I think would have come into play that probably prohibits LeBron to be at the same level as Michael, especially when it comes to the championships.
Let's go to Anthony in the car. Anthony.
Michael, them boys.
What's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
All good, baby.
So I gotta get back to this. I gotta get back to this Rosenberg radio, the Rosenberg wedding invitations here.
Yep.
I think the problem that Michael has with RJ is the fact that he just has nicer hair than him.
Of course.
Well, come on.
I don't deny it. By having RJ and Rick, that's just more people that are better looking than him.
Listen, Rick is better looking than everybody. So he gets invited to the wedding, he'll be better looking than everybody, including Peter. He knows that.
Because Gunling left high and dry also.
Yeah, but Gunling left for another opportunity. RJ left for another show.
Yeah.
Okay? And he had an opportunity to come back to this show. And you know what he elected to do? He elected to continue to get up at 2:30 in the morning rather than noon to go to work.
Listen, I love the man. And I won't attack him. And I really hope that you don't, you know, verbally assault him in any way.
You know how I feel about him. I used to love him.
I know. But I also know you're very performative, and I just don't want anything bad to happen. But I will
well,
say...
Well, we can use another big story where I'm ripped as a terrible person.
I do feel... I thought he should have come back.
It's one of the most incomprehensible decisions of all time.
And then he followed it up by having a baby, which is amazing
news. No, but he knew when he made that decision that the baby was in the oven.
But he's going to be a zombie. You're not going to remember.
And RJ, like when the baby is keeping you up all the time and you change your mind, sorry, Anthony's ensconced here for the next 20 years.
Ensconced?
Yeah, you can't come back.
You like that, Anthony?
I agree, though.
He has a lot of power.
He does.
If you're... As people, Michael, that have had the family unit more recently than others.
Right.
Sure. Go ahead.
You would agree for RJ to knowing that he's going to have a family soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think those hours are better than afternoon.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Because those
when the kids get to be like my kid's age and your kid's age, then being away those 4 hours right in the middle of the day, it takes you away from things. But when you're until 3.
Yeah, up until 3, though.
These hours are better for you.
Yeah, but I'm thinking he was playing the long game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you know what, though? But even so, I don't know that I agree. Because even when your kids get to be of an age where they're Callie and Charlie's age or Marco and Jalen's age, and you're up with them until 9 o'clock at night, whatever, yeah, he's getting ready for bed at 7 o'clock. It's not a great situation.
He and his child have the same sleeping patterns, except for the diaper.
I'm just telling you, Michael can play whatever game he wants. This show, the 3 to 7, it gets more in the way of family time than the morning show.
I think you're wrong.
Because it's not about it's not just the time. Isn't it also about the sleep deprivation? But hold on. Again, remember, Michael, we're dealing with someone who likes pain.
Right.
So he's told us he wouldn't mind switching to mornings now.
I want to have a serious
I've been doing mornings for 15 years.
Right.
I'm telling you, you do not want to switch to mornings.
He would like to switch to mornings. So
he said that.
Well, then we just trade him for Rick. Rick, I think, would rather have the afternoons.
Please. I would do that.
You would do that. You wouldn't get along with Rothenberg for 2 minutes.
I love him.
And he thinks he's pound for pound the most talented guy at the station.
So what if it was a Rothenberg for Don trade? Would you be able to get along with Rick?
Yeah.
He can get along with everybody but me. Just think about that.
Did I say anything about Mike?
Yeah, no, that's
everything's that, about him.
Yeah.
All I said was we miss a lot of stuff. I haven't seen the kids do Taekwondo in 6 months.
Does Nancy have a video component on her phone?
Didn't you just have the beginning of the show about seeing it with your own eyes in real time?
He's going to start T-ball.
I'm going to miss that.
We have to take a break.
Nothing. I hate you right now, but overall, it's not any hate. Just at this second, I can't stand
I know I'm not in a position to talk. I'm not allowed to say this.
Right.
Because I don't have children yet. And believe me, everyone's quick to remind you that you don't have children if you ever say anything about children. But all fairness, Don, you're going to be around for the good stuff. In 20 years, are you going to be thinking about Taekwondo and T-ball? You're going to be at baseball. You're going to be at the big stuff. You're going to be at the ballet recitals. You're going to be at the graduations. You're going to be at everything.
Well said by a man with no children.
Thank you very much.
Really, really strong.
Am I wrong or am I right?
No, well said.
You're never going to look at the Taekwondo video again. Although the one you showed me the other day was pretty good.
Wow.
I saw Marco
Rick just
smash
said something so terrible about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Who?
What the hell did I do?
He just said something awful about you. You want me to read it?
I
want
to hear
it.
When Natalie has the Amazon guy's baby, Peter's going to be up all hours of the night.
Oh, that is.
Wow.
You know what?
What?
You know what?
That's the line in the sand.
Really?
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
He's not in the wedding.
No, he's not. He's out. And Dave
makes the line in the sand. He crossed the line. There's a lot of things going on there.
I'll tell you right now, Dave may still be in.
Right.
Rick is out.
So does the Amazon guy work for Bart? I mean, the whole thing is very incestuous.
Well, if he does, Bart's out too.
That was so bad that Michael's got to take the hit for reading it.
What? I asked Peter, you want me to read it?
No, it's a good point by Don. He should have known that was filth.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.